With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Testimony is continuing in the trial of the man accused of attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Prosecutors brought forth a string of law enforcement officials to provide context around video that's at the crux of their case against David DePapp. He's accused of attacking Paul Pelosi with a hammer at the couple's San Francisco home last October. An FBI special agent testified that video showed DePapp hit Pelosi at least three times. DePapp has pleaded not guilty to multiple federal charges. His lawyer has said that DePapp believed that he was taking action to stop government corruption and the abuse of children by politicians and actors. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House is taking steps aimed at freeing up additional wireless spectrum for advanced technology needs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In response to soaring U.S. wireless demand, the Biden administration is releasing a strategy to potentially expand the availability of radio spectrum needed for cell phones, satellites, navigation, space travel, and other emerging technologies. The spectrum is also vital for national security and responding to disasters. According to the White House, the federal government will perform a two-year study on how to possibly repurpose part of the spectrum to be used for wireless broadband, drones, and satellites. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House has voted to send to a committee an effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia forced a vote on the House floor. A bipartisan vote sent a resolution to committees for possible consideration like any other bill. Impeachment is reserved for grave misconduct in office. On Wall Street, the Dow by 54 points, the NASDAQ dropped 30, the S&P 500 index lower by 3. This is SRN News. The red kettles are coming.
The Salvation Army's National Christmas Campaign officially kicks off on Thanksgiving Day, but a lot of regional offices of the Giant Christian Ministry will be getting started a little early in hopes of keeping pace with expenses. Salvation Army officials say more Americans are in need than ever before, and they count on the Red Kettles for a big percentage of their annual budget. Bell ringers may begin appearing in your neighborhood any day now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A religious freedom case involving the Mormon Church is working its way through the Arizona court system. A Superior Court judge dismissed a high-profile child sexual abuse lawsuit against the church, ruling that Mormon officials who knew about the abuse had no duty to report it to police. The judge made his decision because the information was received during a spiritual confession. At issue is whether Arizona's clergy penitent privilege exempts pastors from the state's child sex abuse reporting law. This is SRN News. Markets didn't move much to start off the week, Seth Sutel reports.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish to open a week that could bring more action to financial markets. The S&P 500 ended Monday down 0.1%. The Dow rose 54 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.2%. Several high-profile reports are coming this week that could shed more light on the central questions facing Wall Street, including what the Federal Reserve will do next with interest rates and how solid the economy can remain going forward. Tuesday will bring the latest update on inflation. Earnings reports from the nation's biggest retailers will follow, including updates from Home Depot, Walmart, and TJX. Seth Sutel, New York.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed legislation that puts sanctions on Iran and sets aside $45 million to protect Jewish institutions. Lawmakers were in Tallahassee earlier this month for a special session. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.